I'm delighted to say that she'll be joined on the phone by Rosemary Scott, who is the Health Promotions Officer at the Irish Cancer Society. Good morning to you, Rosemary. And this morning we're talking about skin cancer and skin cancer prevention, detection, symptoms. What exactly is skin cancer, Rosemary?
Well, it's a disease of the skin cells, and basically most cases of it are caused by UV radiation from the sun. So what happens is, once you start exposing your skin to the sun, to the UV radiation, your skin can be damaged by that exposure. And it's that damage, when, for example, if your skin tans or if your skin burns over your lifetime, some of that damage goes. I mean, you won't see it, the tan, after a few weeks or months, or you won't see the burn. But the damage to the DNA of your cells can remain, and that can build up every year. So basically that's what it is. It's UV radiation causing damage to your skin that you can't necessarily see, but that can build up over your lifetime and lead to problems then in later years. But the interesting thing though is that it's not just about lying out on the beaches or anything like that. It's actually when you're out playing football,
exactly,
or it's out when you're out having a walk. It's you know, that's a bit of a myth that's out there with people. And if you're you know, hopefully your listeners will take this one on board, that it's actually just hanging around in Ireland as well, you're still at risk of getting UV radiation damage, because the reality is that up to 90% of the harmful rays can get through light cloud. So what the Irish Cancer Society have, George, is we had the UV index online. The UV index is a tool where it tells you the level of UV radiation that will be on the Earth's surface at a given time. And so what we've done is we've put a little a section on our website where people can click into a number of areas across the country to see how high the UV index is, and that will give them an idea of how quickly their skin will be damaged by UV radiation. So, you know, the message is, it's not when you're abroad, it's not just when you're abroad. I mean, you do need to take care when you're abroad as well in sunny climates, but it's actually a message for us here in Ireland as well, right the way from March to September, that we need to, people need to start taking on the message of being sun smart.
And do you think people should be more proactive, Rosemary, in doing a little bit of homework to see exactly what skin type they have before they go away to do their sunbathing and whatnot? Because I for one personally have never sat out in the sun. Me, I find it boring. And two, I have very generic Celtic skin. In other words, I burn and then I peel. I don't go brown at all. I'm not into it. I don't like the heat. But there are people who do. And for them, I think it is advisable, am I right in saying, that they do a little bit of homework to see, because maybe they think that they can get a tan, but it's what happens in, not now, but 5 years down the road, 10 years down the road, and 20 years down the road, because they won't be able to see it now, but they will be then.
Well, that's the thing, you know, and so it is about knowing your skin. You're absolutely right. But I suppose the thing about it, excuse me, the thing about it is that, you know, 3 out of every 4 people in this country have that Celtic skin that you're talking about, that burns before it tans, that maybe never tans, you know. But what has happened with many of us is that our skin gets weathered over the years. And so we think, oh, yeah, no, I can manage it. But if you put a bit of your skin that you don't generally expose to the sun or to the outdoors, if you expose it to the outdoors and watch what happens to that, that's a real sign of your skin type, you know. So if that type of skin actually, you know, goes red very quickly, you shouldn't really be exposing yourself to that much UV radiation, because you are damaging your skin. So you're absolutely right. Do check out your skin type. And how do you do it, you know? I mean, you know yourself, blue eyes, green eyes, that kind of thing, then you are more at risk of UV radiation damage. I suppose people then with sallow skin have a bit more protection. Darker still people have more protection. But just because people's skin is sallow or is darker doesn't mean that they're not at risk of skin cancer. So they also need to take care. So the general message really is that no matter what your skin type is, to follow what the Irish Cancer Society called the Sun Smart Code. And it's a really simple message, George. It's just, in some ways, it's about thinking about it, about remembering that that's actually what you need to do. Will I go through the code with you?
Oh, please,
George?
Do, Rosemary, yes.
Yeah,
do.
So the first one is about covering up. So if you think about it, if you're trying to stop the UV rays from getting to your skin, if you put a barrier between your skin and the UV rays, then that is one really good way of protecting yourself. Now, nobody is suggesting, we're not suggesting in the Irish Cancer Society that you cover yourself from head to toe if that's not what you want to do. But, you know, it is about, you know, wearing, being sensible. So wearing, particularly with young people and kids out there, something with a collar. something with a bit of a sleeve, not these short shorts, but something that gives a bit of a length of a decent length of shorts on people, or you know, that kind of thing. And so that's one way. The other thing is then wearing a hat that gives some shade. But you know, you're talking about a hat that shades the back of the neck, the ears, kind of the nose, the eyes, that kind of thing. So you're talking about one that has a rim around it. And baseball hats are no good really, because they only have a rim on one side. Obviously, they have that bit, either people put it to the front or to the back, but then all the rest of it is still exposed to UV rays. So it's about getting the right clothes and the right hat that work. Now, it doesn't mean you have to be, you know, not going with fashions and, you know, wearing dreadful clothes. I mean, wear what you want to wear, but just so long as you make the choices that will protect your skin at the same time. The next thing then, George, is it's about, you know, realizing that UV rays, even in days like this, that the UV rays are strongest between 11 and 3, and that that's the time that you maybe need to look at shade. So if you're, for example, out and about, if you're, I don't know, where, if kids are, they're not off yet, but, you know, when they're off, or people are off college, or whoever it is, out for your walks or that, try and, you know, stick to the shade during those hours, or maybe plan your activities so that you're out before then or after that kind of time. The next thing then is to protect your eyes, and that's using sunglasses that give UV protection. And that's for young people as well as for adults, because, you know, the damage starts at a young age and builds up year on year. So it is important for all of us to take care of our eyes. Now, of course, if they won't wear them, that's fine. They will get some protection by wearing a hat that gives a bit of shade to the eyes also. And then finally, and I say finally because this is the thing that generally is the only thing people think of, but it's, you know, it's about using sunscreen. Sunscreen is a great way of helping to protect your skin, but it's not the only thing you need to do. So don't please go out there thinking, I've sunscreen on, I'm grand. You still need to wear the hat and cover up and do all of the other things as well. And when you use sunscreen, it's also important to make sure that you use it correctly. So, you know, using sunscreen, it's important to use it with an SPF value of 15 or higher, and with UVA protection. So check the bottle of sunscreen that you have. And of course, if you have a sunscreen bottle that you've had for years, then, you know, chances it doesn't work anymore, because they generally don't tend to work after 2 years. But also, if you're actually putting enough on, and this is a really big issue, most people don't generally put enough on, but if you're putting enough on, you won't have enough left over to last for years and years, you know. So check our website, and that'll give you all that information about how much sunscreen to put on. And also, it's about putting it on, of course, before you go out, so 20 minutes before you go outside, and then reapplying it every 2 hours. So that's our general message, is cover up with clothing and a hat, wear, seek some shade between 11 and 3, wear the UV sunglasses that give UV protection, and also wear sunscreen. And, you know, doing all of those things, you're protecting yourself from UV radiation. And basically, 9 out of 10 cases of skin cancer could actually be prevented if we all took a little bit more care in that way.
And I was joined there by Rosemary Scott, who is Health Officer at the Irish Cancer Society.